Rabbi Yechonon can stand Yechidoi Loyama. He never passed like Yechidoi. So if not for Rabbi Yechonon, I would have said there's no kasher altogether. That the Tznuyim and Rabbi Dois is one man the Yama. So that Mishnah of the Tznuyim is not a Stam Mishnah. It's only a Yochad Rabbi Dois holds. You could be marked as something that's not on your Rishus. But Avada, the Stam Mishnah we just had before, is that if somebody stole something from you, the owner cannot be Makdashin anymore. Because since it's not Rishus, it's not his possession, it's Takan Adoyma to Beisoy, you can't be Makdashin. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough ayin omer aleph on top. Amri nadoi, they say, loikas svinan urkaso hametautli. You're not allowed to write an urkaso. Rashi says that means harsho. That means I give you permission to collect my money from somebody. So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I was talking about it because in here, Rashi is mashma that if you gave somebody to watch something for you, and now it's time to collect it, but you can't go there. So you're allowed to appoint somebody else, like make him a shliach, to collect that pikodin that somebody else is holding for you. Tosfos says we're not talking about a pikodin, we're talking about gzela. That if somebody stole something from you and we caught him, so he owes it, he has to return it to you, so you could send the shliach to receive it. That's called kasvin and ukasa. You could write a hashoah, like write up a shtar, giving somebody else permission to collect your money. And metaltli, if you're collecting metaltlin. Now, Omer Ravashi, Omer Ravashi Lameima, my time, what's the reason? Or Malay, Mishum Drav Yechidon. It was like this, okay, the Nadoi says, Loikasvin, right? You cannot write, again, Amri Nadoi, Loikasvin, and Lokas Samatautli. You cannot write a Shtar Hashor to collect Metautli money, Metautli. If it's to collect Karka, then it's okay. But just to collect something that's movable, you can't make Hashor. Why not? Amr Ravashi, Lameima, my timer, or Malay, Mishum, Rabbi Yechon, Chos, Rabbi Yechonin. The Yomer Rabbi Yechonon, Goza, Vulay, Nisiyai, Shuha, Bailim, is the Loch, Shneya, Neyli, Yechonim, Lahaktish. Both of them cannot be Maktishit. And Zelofi, Shayna, Shaloi, the Zelofi, Shayna, Vishusoi. The Gazlan can't be Maktishit because it doesn't belong to him. And the Bailim cannot be Maktishit because not his Vishus. Here also, if you want to go and collect, let's say Gzela, so it's not in your Rishus, since that's what Tosis learns. Since the Gazlan has it, so it's not like in your Rishus. So you can't make a Shliach, appoint a Shliach, write a Shtar, like to give him, as if to say you'd be Makni giving him the Chayfetz, because it's not in your Rishus to be Makni it. Just like if Yechanan says if it's Gozal, you can't be Maknishit, because it's not in your Rishus. So the same thing, you can't give it over to somebody else to give him the right to collect it, because it's not in your Rishus to give it over to him. And Ikadi Amri, some say Amri Nadoi said like this. Loikas Tivin and Urkasa, we do not write a Urkasa Harsho. I cannot give you permission to collect my money, Ametaltali. De Kafri, on Metaltalim, that the Baldov already was Kofa, lied once. He said, no, nothing doing. Like first Reuven went to Shimon and said, listen, you have my money, give it back to me. And Shimon said, nothing doing, I don't owe it to you. So now if Reuven still wants to draw and try and collect it, he cannot appoint the Hashor. He can't make somebody else a Shliach to collect it for him. So what's the reason? Taima de Kafre. Only because when you first went to collect it, the person lied, like denied it, and said he doesn't know it to you. So therefore you cannot write a Shtar Hashor now to Mechse Keshikra. Because it looks like there's Shekha going on, it looks like there's a lying here. But since the first person denied it, so if you're going to write a Shtar, it looks like the Shekha, the Shtar is false. Because it's being written on something that the person already denied it. But if the person did not deny the metaltlim yet, so the lachar is kasvinin. According to this lashon in Adoy holds, you could write hashor. You could appoint somebody else to collect even your metaltlim. And at this chat, even though Rav Yechonon says something that's not in your rishus, you can't be maktish, but it could be hashor, maybe it's different. You're not really being makmir to him. You're only giving him permission to collect it for you. So therefore, even though it's not in your rishus, you could appoint somebody else to collect your money. Now, v'yarmi nadoi said like this, Urkasa de loikosav bay. If you want to write a shtar urkasa, you want to give the person permission to collect your money, but you did not write inside the shtar, zil doin, go, be doin, take care of the din Torah here, v'zakoi, and you should be zaycha, you receive the money, the yafag the nafshecho, take the money for yourself, is less pay mashosh, and then it means nothing. The other one, Lucas saw, is not just I'm appointing a shliach to collect my money. Like if somebody owes me money, it's not some the pshat, I'm asking you, do me a favor and collect my money. But I have to mamash, like, make a kinyan to you, as if to say the money is yours. Like I'm telling you, like, you're the baal of the mammon. Just after you receive the money, then of course you have to give it back to me. But right now I'm making you like the owner of this money. My timer, why does this have to be written in the shtar? Mishum, because if not, the omalei, the person that owes the money, could say, Heich lav bal devon diyat. I don't want to pay you money. Who are you? I didn't steal the money from you. It's not your pikadon. You didn't give it to me. I owe it to somebody else. Let that person come. I'll give it to him. Who are you that I should give it to? So therefore, Hashor, Akas has to be that the Bailam now gives over to the Shliach as if to say his makni makes him the owner of the money right now. So therefore, the Nifkat can't say, Lav Baal Devon Diyat or the Gazlin, because I'm right now the Bailam. I have the right to collect it. True, once he collects the money, he has to give it back. Now, Omar Abaya says, V'kosav bein l'machzo l'shlish l'revi. Let's say the shtar would only say that you own half of the money, or you own a third or a quarter. Yishnah also is good. You have a right to collect that third, that quarter, or that half. And therefore, mi gulde mishtoi dina apalgo, since you have a right to collect half of the money, or else a third or a quarter, as much as he made you a bailam on, that much money for sure, you're like the owner. You have a right to go and collect it. So maybe you could collect this much money. I'll tell you that mishtoye dino akula. You also have a right to ask for the rest of the money back. In other words, the person cannot say, lav baal devon diyat, who are you? I don't want to talk to you. No, since he's like a shutef here at least, he has a right to collect half of it, so therefore you have to answer him. And he has a right to ask for the money. Now, itofas, let's say the shliach grabs the money. The law is, we do not take it away from him. We don't take it away if he was tofas. So Rashi says, if the shliach now took away the pikadon from the one that's holding it, is we don't take it away from him. It's even in the case where the urkasa was no good. The shtar hasho wasn't the real good shtar. It wasn't written that you have a right to keep it. So therefore, if he would have spoken back and said, I don't want to give it to you, he would have had the right. But now that the shliach himself came with chapter and took it, so we leave it by him. And we can't take it away from him. Because the meister, he has a lu hashor. Like he says, he's a shliach of the bailim. So therefore, once he takes it, we don't take it away from him. Rav Ashi says, Kiva nekosvele, kol de mesanim mindina. Since it's written in the shtar that whatever Bezdin passes, whatever comes out of the psak of Bezdin, kavilus olai, you accept upon yourself, so shliach shavye. Therefore, you consider to be like a shliach. So Rashi says, alma shliach shav hilkach, itofas mafkinim inay, no, we do take it away from you. Because you're only a shliach, and a shliach can't be tofas. That's called tofas labachai b'mokim shechav lacherim. If you're taking it for yourself, you have a right to keep it. But if you're taking it for somebody else, then we say you have no right to take it for somebody else and root it for the real Baal Dover. So if you're only a regular shliach, that's the klal of hatoifas labal choiv. The mokim shechav liacherim is like kona, you can't take it. Vikidiyoma, some say no. Shutva shavya, that is called a shutif. He's not called a shliach, but rather he's called like a partner. Lamaynaf kamina, what's the difference? Lemitvas talga, could he take on, hold on half of it at least? If he's a shutif at least, so half of it belongs to him. So the part that he owns, he has a right to be tofas. If he grabs it, he can keep it. But the Gemara comes out, so you should know though, V'ilchus shliach shavya. The locher is though, he's only a shliach, and therefore he can't take anything. And if he's tofas, we take it away from him. In other words,
so this is the maskona side. Gemara right now, that no matter how you make the hashor, it only has a loch of a shliach. And therefore we say the mashalach could be mevatel v'shlichus, and therefore the shliach, if it's tofas, it's taka mafkina minei, we take it away from him. Our shor does not have a locha like a shutif, it does not have a locha like he's mamish the yonah, but rather we only consider it like a regular shliach. And therefore a regular shliach, if he's tofas, taka we can take it away from him.
Now the Mishnah says, Gonaf al pishnayim. Let's say there were two edim there that saw the way this person stole, made a geneva, the tofach u'mochar apiyim. And then later, the same two Edom saw the way he made a tficha, or else he sold it. So he's chayav d'al v'hei. Whereas even if there were two different Edim that saw the way this Ganef now sold it or made the Shechita. So the law is Mishalom Tashlum Yabal B'Chamisha. We have Edim on the Geneva, we have Edim on the Mechira, so he has to pay Dal V'Hei. What about Gonaf or Mocha V'Shabbos? You stole, and you also sold it on Shabbos. So only Mechira, it says, because you didn't do an Av Malacha. You don't have to do an Issa D'Raisa for Shabbos by stealing and by selling it. And therefore, you could be Chayiv Dal V'Hei. There's no Kom Lev Rabbinei. What about Mashenken? If you would have made a Tficher on Shabbos, for making a Tficher, you Chayiv Misa, then you become like you'll be Potter from Dal V'Hei. So therefore, only says Gonaf U'Mocha B'Shabbos. What about Gonaf U'Mocha L'Avodah Zarah? Same thing. You stole it, and then you made a Geneva, and then you sold it to the Avodah Zarah. So again, you're not Chayiv Misa, that's why you would be Chayiv Dal V'Hei. But if you would have made a Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah, for that you Chayiv Misa, you'd be Potter. Gonaf U'Tofach V'Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, here there's no Chayiv Misa, it's only a Chayiv Koris. Therefore, on that we don't say Kamlei. So therefore, even if you stole and you made a Tzvich on Yom Kippur, also you have to pay Dal V'Hei. What about Gonaf Mishal Aviv? You stole the shore belonging to your father. V'Tofach U'Mochor, and you took and you made a Shechita, you sold it. V'Yachakach Meis Aviv, and then afterwards your father died, still you Chayiv Dal V'Hei. In other words, if your father would have died before you made the Geneva, then you would yashin it. It would belong to you. So, Shalayu Tofach. But now that Bishas Tzvicha, your father was alive, so you made a Geneva and a Tzvicha from your father, you're Chayiv Dal V'Hei. Gonaf Tofach, the Ganef made a Geneva, and then he made a Shechita. V'yachakach Higdish, and then he first made a Higdish. So the locher is again, Mishalem Tashlum Yabo V'Chamisha. In all these cases, he has to pay Dal V'Hei, because there's no kumlev with the Rabbinei, and it's called you stole and you made a tzvicha, you chayav dal vei, before you were king of the animal. What about gonaf etofa v'refuah? Let's say you made a geneva, and then you made the shechita not for the purpose of eating it, but for the purpose of refuah. You'll feel you get well with it. Right? So you use the blood, you use it for refuah, for healing yourself. Or else, oil the klokin. Or else you made the shechita not for you to eat it, but you wanted to give it to your dog's feet. Or else, let's say the Ganav stole it, and then he made a Shechita. The Nim says Treifa, and we found the animal to be a Treifa. Or else, HaShoychet Chulun B'Yazara. You shechted this Chulun in the base of Yiddish. So the Tanakhama says in all these cases is, Mishalom Tashon Nemo V'Chamisha. Still, you have to pay Dal V'Hei. L'maisa, you made a Maisa Geneva, and L'maisa, you made a Maisa Tficha. So therefore, you chayav Dal V'Hei, even though it wasn't for the purpose for you to eat it, it was for Refua, it was for the Klovim, so what? But lemaitza, you made a shechita, you are chayiv dal v'hei. However, Rabbi Shimon points to Mishnah Elu. In the last two cases, Rabbi Shimon says yipoto, because Rabbi Shimon's shita is that a shechita she'ein eruya loy shemei shechita. A shechita, the Torah means that you can eat it. It has to be a shechita that gives a heter to the animal. So the last two cases, the animal was found to be a treifa, or the animal was brought into the Beis Hamikdash, that the lachar is also teeth from the meat. So that's not called a shechita heruya. That's not called a shechita. Therefore, even though you made a Maisa Geneva, but it's not called the Tzvich of the Torah, so you put it from Dal V'Hei. But in the first two cases, there you chayiv. Even though you made it for the intentions, for healing yourself, or to give it to the dogs, but if you wanted to, you could have eaten from it. So therefore, that's called the Shechita Ruya, there you would be chayiv Dal V'Hei. Now the Gemara says, Leima, let's say, Mas Nisan, the like Rabbi Kiva. Our mission is not like Rabbi Kiva. Why? The Rabbi Kiva, we go according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva himself says, Dova v'loi chati dova. Rabbi Kiva holds, Eidus has to be a complete thing, and not a half of a thing. It's no Eidus, half. So Rashi says, Dova v'loi chati dova, al pi shnayim eidim yokum dova, the Torah says. Now here, v'hani eidit v'chom, tektoni v'mas nisin. Oy al pi shnayim eidim acherim. The Mishnah says that it could be two different eidim. That saw this ganef made the t'vichom. So the Mishnah says that's called good Eidus. That's not like Rabbi Kiva. Because that is considered chatzi dover, kumisadi. Why? Dila veidi geneva ikal meima tidei kotofach. Just on the edith that you see somebody making a shechita means nothing. Maybe it's his own animal he's making the shechita on. It's only because you have the first edith that says he stole it, therefore the geneva, the tzvicha means something. So that's called the chatzi dover. By itself it means nothing, it has to come on to something else. That's not called good edith. So the Mishnah says it is called good, it's not like Rabbi Kiva. The time you learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, Kishaholach Abba Chalav Taitzer Rav Yechonah Ben Uri. Lil Matari went to learn Torah. The Yamulon, some say, was Rav Yechonah Ben Uri, Eitzel Abba Chalav.